Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance. For Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
Well, cattle producers, you're invited to the 12th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, Saturday, April 20th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 700 head, including 151 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. You can download the sale catalog online and see videos at expressranches.com. Call for more information, 405-350-0044, Express Ranches, Grass Time Sale.
Well, firm underlying support in the entire live cattle trade yesterday, expected to create follow-through buyer support here midweek. With markets closed Friday due to Good Friday, additional market activity is expected the next two trading sessions. Strong gains in June and August futures have moved prices through April highs set in the first week of the month. But the complex remains stuck within the wide sideways pattern established through the spring. With temperatures warming, the focus is returning to seasonal beef demand, which is expected to draw additional support. Cash cattle activity is still undeveloped, but given the trend the last 3 weeks, the potential of sparking light midweek trade is on the minds of feeders and packers. Well, movement in the hog complex yesterday appeared to have a slightly bipolar appearance, with late day pressure sweeping through the nearby contracts while aggressive follow through support developed in the deferred contracts. There is still a market separation between market fundamentals and expectations where long term price levels will move. Most of this uncertainty and separation continues to be the extreme bullish expectation of being able to sell pork to China. Now, moving on to the grains, the wheat market's mixed to higher here early today as the three exchanges try to lift a shoulder off the mat following contract lows yesterday. The combination of higher than expected crop estimates out of Russia, as well as improving rain chances for hard red winter wheat country, seem to be hitting all markets from all angles. Corn futures are higher early today, bouncing from the grain-wide sell-off yesterday. The fresh contract lows and wheat futures are acting as a drag on corn prices, as the corn balance sheet does not need to ration feed demand away to wheat. Now, soybeans are higher here early this morning, bouncing off the lows from yesterday's session, which saw May soybeans settle down 10¾ cents. The incredibly well-defined downtrend in spot soybeans remains very much in place, and volatility under 11% would suggest it isn't going anywhere anytime soon. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, June live cattle is up 97 cents, 122.42. August was up a dollar yesterday, 119.32. May feeder cattle up 17 cents, 151.20. August was up 105 at 160.20. May hogs down 110, 88.97. The June down 117, 97.12. Kansas City wheat, May up 4¼, 421¼. July was up 4½ at 427. Chicago wheat, May was up 3¾ yesterday, 448¾. July was up 4 cents at 452½. May corn was up a penny, 360, and July was up 3/4, 368½. May soybeans up 2¼ at 890¼. July was up 2 cents, 903¾. On the cotton futures, May up 26 cents, 78.20. July was up 12 at 78.68. May crude up 36, 64.41. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.